You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Netflix has a series that's streaming. They just released it, I think, at midnight last night. Anyway, it's The Full Truth, as told by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, boy.
About the, quote, war against Meghan, end quote.
Poor Meghan.
Put on by, you know, Buckingham Palace. This is going to be a lot of dirty laundry.
I know. I kind of want to watch this. I probably will.
Kind of
maybe.
You know, they
maybe
say
not.
It's that the royal family, the royals, had it in for Meghan all along, and so they're going to be talking hints of racism and all sorts of other stuff. Anyway,
dang,
it'll be what people are buzzing about over the next day or two, I guarantee you. Time Magazine released their Person of the Year. It's really no surprise. It's Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, the very successful wartime leader, very popular guy. David Letterman sat down to do a quick little interview with him, and that episode of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman and Mr. Zelensky will air starting Monday.
Okay.
Interesting cat, don't you think?
Yep. The whole thing. That's cool.
Forbes put out their list of the most powerful women in the world.
Yeah.
They're going with Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission.
Oh, great.
Ursula.
Wow.
I love that name, Ursula. Didn't we just have somebody
we did.
Tell us their daughter was named Ursula?
Ursula, yeah.
I love that name. Kamala Harris, our vice president of the U.S. of A., was number 3 on the list. Oprah always makes the list.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that Oprah is still number 24. She's on the top 25 of the most powerful women, and she hasn't done her show for years.
She hasn't really done anything, has she?
She's like a power
broker. Still have her magazine and her network.
She does have that, yeah. Some musicians showed up on the list, the most powerful women in the world: Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Dolly Parton.
Woo-wee.
The most searched for people, according to Google, no surprise really for 2022, the most searched celebrity, Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. God, that's right. That was this year, wasn't it?
Yep. And the slap heard round the world, number 2 most searched celebrity, Will Smith.
Yep.
And then Amber Heard, number 3. I wonder if people were searching to see if they could see the poopy.
The poopy on the bed. Who's looking for that?
That's some people, I guess. What's the most fun city in America? Wallet Hub does their little survey, little poll each year, and they are, once again, yawn, naming Las Vegas, yawn.
All right, yeah.
When is that glamour going to be done?
Never.
Overrated. It's the most overrated, quote, fun time in the world.
Yeah.
They picked Orlando, Florida, number 2. Miami, Florida, number 3. Atlanta, Georgia, number 4 for most fun cities. And Nolens at number 5.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, in dead last, it's a town in Hawaii. But you're in Hawaii.
Great. Can't be that bad.
So, I looked to see Colorado towns on there. The top Colorado town on most fun cities is Denver at number 15.
Oh.
And nowhere else in Colorado shows up.
Littleton. No Littleton on there?
No Littleton.
No little fun?
Colorado Springs was next at number 70. So not a whole lot of fun going on in Colorado. I don't know.
Guess not.
That.
It's all right.
This
keep
is a
it
fun
quiet.
State.
No, don't announce it. We don't need more people here. Just keep it quiet.
You know what? I was going to tell you about this story about the Olive Garden manager. I'm going to save that for the goodbye story.
Oh, that's a good story. That's
it's
perfect.
A good goodbye story today. Something
that manager
outrageous.
Was a monster.
Something outrageous that an OG manager did. Stick around. I'll tell you in an hour. All right. What else is going on?
National Brownie Day is trending. Today's the day to get your mouth full of brownies. Isn't it one of the greatest desserts of all time?
It
really,
really is.
Oh, my God. And you get that corner piece, kind of chewy, kind of crispy.
I'm center guy.
Yeah. Well, then give me your corner pieces.
Well, you and I could live together. You
we really
take
could.
All the edges, and I'll take the middle.
Yep. Yep, the ooey-gooey middle. So that's exciting. That's going on today.
I wonder what that says about our personalities. You've got a hard, crusty edge to you, and I'm all
oh, God. I don't
it's
think
true,
that's
though.
A good... I don't want a hard, crusty edge on anything,
you have a
really.
Hard, you have a hard, crusty edge to your personality.
I want to play this little bit of audio. I just pulled it. I don't have anywhere to put it. I just thought it was really cute. What it's a it? Toddler getting her first taste of ranch dressing. There's really no reason to have this. I just thought
Let's
it was
hear
cute.
It.
Here.
What's that?
Ranch.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Play that again.
Let me cut off the end of it, because the end of it kind of ruins it. Listen to her say, I love it.
What's that?
Ranch.
Oh, I love it.
That's so good.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Use that on one of our Dom and Jeremy sweepers.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little hard to hear what she says, but you kind of have to explain. It's like you when you're eating the middle of the brownies. You're like,
oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's you, buddy. Here's some rich people problems. Elon Musk briefly lost his title as the world's richest person yesterday. I was reading more about his wealth over the year. He's lost something like $200 billion this year with the shares of Tesla tanking and his $44 billion that he put into Twitter. But anyway, he dropped into second place last night. It's the dude who heads up Louis Vuitton's parent company. What's his name? Bernard
Arnault.
Arnault. Bernard Arnault. He took the first spot last night, but by the time the markets closed yesterday, Elon was back up $700 million.
Okay.
Which, let's just dissect that for a second. Making $700 million in one day. And then second, if you are the richest person,
hard knock life,
I know,
man.
If you are the richest person on the planet, do you feel like you would want to stay at number one? Or do you get kind of pissed off when you drop to two? You're like, is that like a
you
kick
know what
to
I'd
your
like
ego?
To be on that list? I would like to be number 150.
Yes, you're still
of the
crazy
richest
wealthy.
People on the planet.
But I feel
because
like once you've hit
have,
number one,
you'd have more money than God and you're like 12 generations after you would be set, and yet you would not be in the spotlight.
You'd have
put me at number 200.
You'd have piles of money. You could sleep on piles of money and say,
oh, I love it.
Yeah, you do love it.
You know, how many billionaires did they say there are in the world? There's like a few thousand
a lot
billionaires.
Now. Mm-hmm.
You could be number 1,250 and you'd still have a billion
you'd
bucks.
You'd be doing just fine. But I just wonder if it kind of irks Elon if he drops. You know, he's so competitive and everything. And if he's, you know,
true.
Number one and he drops a little bit, if he's like, oh, what the hell? You know, if that's going to, you know, a stain on your ego a little bit. Speaking of money, for anyone that cares, get ready. Your car insurance rates are going up next year. There's some insurance website that is saying that your car insurance is going to go up 7% next year. It already went up 9% this year, and they're blaming a bunch of factors on this, from hurricanes to fires to inflation to
it. Let's just go to all self-driving cars and the insurance rates will plummet.
Cut it way down,
guys,
I guess.
You guys don't want to pay as much for your car insurance? Get self-driving cars.
There you go.
For everybody.
There you go.
By the way, I checked. There are 2,153 billionaires in the world.
Dang. God, that's a lot of money. My goodness. And then going back, making the $700 million in one day, just doing nothing. That's money that you're making while you're sleeping, essentially. Holy crap. Here's some of your headlines floating around this morning. A man in Florida was arrested after stealing over $1,300 in Walgreens toothbrushes. Don't ask me why. A Canadian man had some unwanted charges.
Those were, by the way, those were all electric toothbrushes.
Were they?
Yeah, that's why he didn't have to steal that many. I think there was only like half a dozen of them.
Oh, I didn't read that much farther.
Yeah.
So he just bought. Oh, okay, he stole the electric.
He stole
ones.
The fancy schmancy electric. Well,
you kind of ruined the story for me.
But it came to $1,300. Oh, you thought it was all individual little toothbrushes?
You really ruined it for me.
I'm so sorry.
But that's probably an important detail if we're reporting on this. You got to mention that. But I thought it was just regular, you know, dollar toothbrushes, and he somehow managed to get away with $1,300 of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
it's
mean
okay.
to ruin your fun.
It's fine. It's fine. A Canadian man had some unwanted online charges to his account because his one-year-old dog decided to chew on his PlayStation controller, which
yes.
triggered a bunch of purchases online.
That's
his little
great.
Dog Zoe did that. And then I like this one right here, Dom, this headline, because I'm wondering if we could turn this into a topic. A poll asked, when somebody you dislike fails at something,
yeah.
how often do you feel happy?
Yeah.
10% said always, 15 said most of the time.
Yeah, so a quarter of the people surveyed have at least
that.
Some measure of joy and glee when people they don't like fail. Is I don't know wrong? How that number can't be higher if you dislike them.
It's people not being honest.
People not being honest.
That's exactly right. I'll be honest. I kind of enjoy it when somebody I don't like fails.
See, that's your crusty-edged personality.
I do have a crusty edge, don't
you
I?
Do. You totally have a crusty edge.
You camouflage it in your humor,
but you have a crusty edge to you.
That's a little jerky, though. That's a jerky jerk edge. But you can't tell me you don't feel the same way. If somebody you
totally.
Really hate and they fail at something, you're like,
totally.
Screw them.
You know, it shows up even just in our, you know, pulling for athletics, right? Our sports, our favorite teams. Like, for instance, if you're, you know, if you're a Broncos fan and you see the Raiders lose, I mean, you feel good.
You feel good that they lost. I know. Yeah. What does that say about us?
Crusty Edges, man.
CrustyEdges.com. That's right. All right, let's do some clickbait. Clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a Zillow listing that is trending this morning. It's in Michigan. The headline says, "This property was designed with fun in mind."
Describe it.
The living room has a removable platform, perfect for stadium seating to watch the big games.
Okay.
Basketball court out back, TV hookups in the shower.
Oh.
And two urinals in the kitchen.
Kitchen?
In the kitchen. That's okay. What's making this property super unique this morning. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Yep, right there. Right there in the
kitchen.
You can cook at the stove and turn around, and there's a urinal right there.